This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, and the second hour that, again, will be focused more on the precious metals. I have joining me for the first two segments, Sean Broderick, a good friend of the show, and I did want to introduce that Sean has a new newsletter coming out in association with Weiss Research. The newsletter is called The Red Hot Resource Millionaire. I will provide a link to a website where you can check out some more details on Sean's newsletter. And in the next segment, we are going to get into a couple of the companies that Sean likes. But before we do that, Sean, let's talk about the gold market. This week, especially early on in the week, was kind of a rough one for the precious metals. Gold and silver both moved down, gold about $10 each day, Monday and Tuesday. And the stocks took it on the chin on Tuesday especially. But you know what? A lot of people were pointing to the recent moves in stocks compared to gold and the lack of any sort of breakout in stocks as a worrisome sign. And now that we're seeing that, what's your initial feeling about this pullback that we're experiencing?
I'm actually liking this pullback because I thought things got a little ahead of themselves. I think that's the problem that we've had in that area for the last month or so, actually more than a month, was just, you know, we weren't seeing the stocks do well because the metal was just kind of, you know, at a certain level and it couldn't make any headway. And then we got the news out of the first round of the French elections, which is that probably France is going with a boring, predictable candidate. And so when they do that, then the fear gets pumped into the market like an overinflated balloon leaks out. And as the fear leaks out, gold goes lower. That's not too surprising. What was interesting, I thought, is that the news of the French election was good news for the euro. So the U.S. dollar went down at the same time. So we have gold and the dollar going down at the same time. And if you look at a chart, gold still looks healthy. It has to test support around 1260. Many people think that support will hold. I would be happier if it goes down and tests its uptrend. Because if it does that, when it has tested that uptrend in the past, that served as a springboard for big moves higher. And so I'd love if it breaks 1260, everybody runs around screaming, say, okay, that's it for gold, goes down, tests the uptrend, and then probably will take off. Because there's so many fundamental forces that are just coiling up to push gold higher. In fact, I write at a free website called uncommonwisdomadaily.com. And if you go there and look around, I write pretty much every day. And I've been cataloging all the fundamental forces that are really moving, or I should say poised to move gold higher. The most recent one that just came out is how people in China are, you know, picking up gold with both hands again. Imports through Hong Kong are through the roof. At the same time, we are seeing massive exports from like Switzerland to China to Shanghai to places like that. And then at the same time, India, which had all sorts of chicanery by the government last year, has really bounced back in a big way in its buying of gold. So those two countries, you know, they're massive buyers of gold. And we're seeing physical demand from those countries. If you are a bull, that is a fantastic thing. And just because the paper market hasn't woken up to that yet, that doesn't mean anything. That just means you have an opportunity. Like I said, let's see gold pull back to its uptrend. If it does, then we can get a nice move higher, which is what we had in 2016, by the way. And things could really, really go well. Now, some people will also point to some seasonal things, so I just want to point that out, which is that March and April are usually not good months for gold. They just, for some reason or another, different things lining up, they aren't good months. But now the Chinese and the people in India in March bought a lot of gold, which is weird. So when we really see the like actual purchases of gold pick up is when we get to like the third quarter. If that happens this year, that means they'll be building on like what's happening already. So I think later in the year could be absolutely fantastic for gold. So I don't see this kind of pullback we've had in gold, in miners, as anything bad. It's just that's okay. I did sell some things when I saw things turning around, but I hung on to most of my stuff because I'm a long-term player. I already have some gains. You know, hopefully I won't lose too much, and we'll just see things take off later.
Well, Sean, I do have to say that so far this year, I do like the price action of gold, and even though we are having this little pullback, I'm along the lines with you. I don't see a big worry if gold does break this 1260 level and head a bit lower. We're still putting in higher lows throughout this year. So very much a strong market, and I think even a stronger market than what we saw last year when it went straight up and then, well, we all know what happened, almost came straight back down. But that being said, John,
yeah, that was rough.
Oh, boy, was it ever. There's another factor chart-wise that you're watching that I think is crucial, and that is this big downtrend from this five-year bear market. We've tested it already twice, well, once last year and again this year. With gold consistently knocking on the door of this trend line, when it does break and when it does hold above this, that's a big change for this market, isn't it?
Yeah, and sure. I mean, I had a chart which I had on that, and I think I sent it to you. So, like, you can actually put that up there for your folks. And
I yes, will, and we have outlined this chart before, so absolutely.
Right. So there's a big downtrend, and many people who trade the market on technicals saw that, and that's why they sold. That's what helped, you know, really push gold down. But there's another chart which I could send you, which is an even bigger picture showing the cycles in gold. And that's the thing about gold. It's a cyclical thing, right? I mean, this commodity moves in cycles. It always has. And we had 4.5 years of a brutal bear market. Those are followed by bull markets. We've had 1 year of a bull market. But the trend is that on average, the bull markets will last between 4 and 7 years. So if it's just an average bull market, it should last much longer. And considering how brutal that bear market was, it's probably going to be better than average. The odds favor that. And, of course, there's so many fundamentals that actually go into this, with the mines closing down, not enough exploration being done, how grades of the ore bodies going down, stuff like that. So many actual fundamentals just work into this as well. But cyclically speaking, we are in a great time for gold, and so pullbacks can be bought.
I would agree with that, and we've taken that mentality really throughout this year, that when you do see a pullback, not a bad time to buy, but I really do think this big takeoff that we could see is going to happen either tail end of this year or beginning of next year. That being said, if this pullback does pick up steam and if we do get maybe a slower summer season, which is typical for the metals, is that, in your eyes, a very big buying opportunity?
Really, I want to buy on pullbacks, but some people like to add gradually. It depends on the kind of investor you are, right? And so some people add money every month, and, like, God bless them, I'm a little more impulsive than that. So I like the pullback. So whatever works for you, that's what you should be doing.
And I think what goes hand in hand with this is know your strategy and keep that in mind as we move through this market, because no market goes straight up, and it's actually healthier what the market, what the gold market is doing this year over last year. So if we can continue
absolutely,
this move
yeah.
up, and I think that's a takeaway, isn't it, Sean? That if we can continue
yes,
this stair-stepping pattern, then stick to your strategy, and in the long run, you'll do very well. Sometimes these short-term moves can scare some people, but overall, let's just keep a, I guess, general strategy. And is that what you're telling your subscribers to do?
Right. However, we are coming up to a good buying opportunity. I think I would love to test and just really test that, like, uptrend. If, like, we get that, that's going to be a great time to buy. But even if that does not happen, you know, we've seen a lot of air leak out of the market. Some things are looking darn cheap, so you might pick those up anyway, too.
Well, something that we're going to talk about next segment, some of the stocks that you like. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with our conversation with Sean Broderick. Sean, as promised, let's talk about a couple stocks that you like and maybe in a broad sense a couple areas that you see as opportunities for investors that are interested in precious metals plays. We're going to talk pretty much from high to low, so producers the whole way through to explorers. Let's start with the producers. Where do you see opportunities in this sector of the gold sector, Sean?
Well, this will sound a little crazy, but I have to say we saw some really bad news out of Barrick. Actually, it was not that bad, but it was disappointing for the market. So they sold that stock like a hot potato, right? And went way down. But if you look at the actual fundamentals of it, it's not that bad of a story. And it gets sold super hard. So I would look for when that bounces, I would pick that up, frankly, and I probably will. Because I think something like that is like something that you really want to, you just want to pick up. When you get these pullbacks on, like, that's a blue chip in the mining industry. When you get those pullbacks, and the underlying story isn't broken, that's when you want to pick up that kind of thing. But then, you know, there are mid-cap, smaller miners that look good. But look at the silver miners. I mean, frankly, there are some great stories there. And I like silver more than gold in, like, some ways. And what I was just looking at recently, Endeavor Silver, it went through a rocky patch. And I don't know, maybe this will be the kind of theme of, like, what we're going to talk about here. But it went through a rocky patch, and so, you know, people kind of got disgusted with it, but they're turning things around there. And they've got some new mining techniques, which will actually work in their favor and lower their costs. So that's one I would look at. One I always like, and it had a problem because it did some share issuance, though it issued the shares for the right reasons. Nonetheless, people got a little upset, would be First Majestic. So when the price of silver turns around, I think that one's just going to take off. It always has. It's run by incredibly smart people, and they know what the heck they're doing. Pan American Silver, same thing. That one just looks like a good head much higher. So there's one giant gold company and a couple smaller silver producers that I think people should probably be looking at. These are actual functioning mines. So depending on your risk profile, because I know some people don't like to buy explorers. I happen to think explorers are good for many, many reasons, as long as you get the right ones. But some people don't like to buy those. If you don't, look at a producer that's run by smart people who know how to squeeze a penny till it screams, and you can do incredibly well. Let's talk about streamers, though. Just as long as we're doing that, we just saw Sandstorm make a buyout of another company, and Sandstorm got murdered on the news. And yet the premium it's paying is not that much. It's actually kind of low when you look at things. So I think Sandstorm, because it's being sold off hard here, you know, has some real potential there. It could actually do well. So that's two companies that are having short-term distress, or at least they think is short-term distress, that can probably recover pretty well. And then three small silver miners that I think have some real potential. They keep doing the right stuff. They keep finding more things. They keep making smart acquisitions. Those are the things that I look for in the companies that I want to buy.
Well, Sean, you did mention the Sandstorm acquisition, and that was acquiring Mariana Resources, and that is a company that I'm chatting with in the later segments, I believe in the last segment of this show.
Oh, well, I'm going to tune in for that.
I like that company. They've been a sponsor on our website, so it's always good to see actually the second company on our website get taken out just this year. So exciting news that has come out of there. Now, Sean, when we look at some of the explorers, there are actually a couple companies that we also follow that you are interested in terms of gold exploration companies. Can you share some of those with us, please?
Well, and actually there's more to it than that, because some are explorers and they're in the explorer group and they're doing exploration, which is great. Some have actually progressed beyond that. They're actually building the mines and like stuff like that. So if people don't want to take all the risk of like true explorers, even though sometimes the payoffs there are extraordinary, look at one that has a mine that's coming into production soon. And they were actually building those mines during a bear market. They had to be. You don't bring them on that soon. And so that means these things have been built to be extremely efficient. And so as the price of gold and silver go higher, these mines will do extraordinarily well, I think. Pretium, Integra, those are two examples. Those are companies that will have projects coming online at what looks like will be a sweet spot of the market. And so I think people who invest in ones like that could do extremely well.
Well, the timing for some of these mines will be almost perfect in terms of the recovery for the sector. But again, for a certain balance, I think that investors should have a balance between some producers, some near-term producers, and some explorers, because those explorers can be the ones that really present some huge opportunities in terms of gains. Obviously, risk too, but some of the gains are just massive, aren't they, Sean?
Yeah, well, I mean, one that I always want to pick up when it pulls back, and we might be getting that now, would be Gold Standard Ventures. And I will tell you why. I went out to look at that project. It's obviously in the right place. It's that part of Nevada. It is like a huge giant walked along with an ice cream scoop and just putting down these big gold deposits in a rather regular pattern. And they're exactly where one should be, and they're finding lots of gold. Now, one of the problems, one reason that I haven't wanted to purchase them recently is that the Junior Gold Miners Fund was owning so much of them that it was kind of pushing up the price, right? But in the rebalancing, we'll probably see the Junior Gold Miners Fund own less of them. And we know the rebalancing is going on now. So we'll see things sell off. So that might come down to a good acquisition price. You'd still want to, you know, do like some kind of a value analysis to compare them to other companies in the same group. But that's one that it's had a premium for quite some time. That premium might be coming off. And that's an explorer that is run by very smart people who have done this before. They have access to money. They're in the right part of Nevada, and they're making good discoveries. So that's the kind of thing that can do extraordinarily well. Orin Resources, that's a company doing exploration up in Nunavut and like stuff like that, putting together a tremendous gold package that just looks wonderful. There are, I think, many opportunities in the exploration space. One thing that I don't like about the Junior Gold Miners Fund, by the way, is as they are broadening that fund, because they say they can't find enough junior miners to buy, which is not true. I mean, they just have to buy smaller miners. What they're doing is they're actually buying larger miners. They're, like, broadening out that way. So it isn't going to be a junior gold miner fund so much as a mid-cap miner fund. What they really should be doing is picking up some of these small companies that just haven't got any press at all, and I wish they would be doing that. But so I think there's a lot of like stuff going on in the market now that's somewhat chaotic, but it's going to be opportunities for those investors who can look at like what's being tossed around and saying, you know what, I can finally have a chance to buy that on the cheap.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. I hope everybody enjoyed my two conversations there with Sean Broderick. I highly recommend going to go check out his newsletter. And if you have any questions for Sean, please feel free to email me and I will happily pass those along. Just a note, this segment that you are hearing is a shortened version of a daily editorial that came out earlier on the KE Report, focused on Orn Resources. Orn is one of our sponsors, and one company that I really do think everybody should have at least on their watch list. Here's the interview. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and a special daily editorial because it is a company update, chatting with Ivan Bebek, the executive chairman of Orn Resources. Orn is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol AUG. For everybody down in the U.S., traded on the OTCQX under the symbol GGTCF. Ivan, let's first talk about the news that came out of Orn just last week, which I posted to the website, and it talks about the mobilization at the Committee Bay Gold Project in Nunavut. The company is planning on drilling about 25,000 meters at Committee Bay. Can you take us through what this drilling is going to look like, please, Ivan?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me back on. We have obviously a very exciting drill program ahead. The 25,000 meters are all discovery meters. And what I mean by that is we're looking for brand new discoveries, a new discovery along that belt. If you follow the recent success of Agnico Eagle was with their Amaruq discovery, where they are now in about 3 years of fairly heavily drilling, they're getting up to around 5 to 7 million ounces of gold of about 7 grams per ton. I don't know the exact specifics, so don't quote me to the exact number, but in that range. And that's really spectacular. Had we found, or if we find one discovery like that within Orin, I think you'd see a magnitude of value associated with our company because of how much metal that is and the real economics that it would be going forward. We're taking 12 shots at finding 12 of those this summer. We certainly don't expect to hit on all of them, but if we find one or two of those, I think there would be a significant game changer for us in terms of value in the company and what it might be going forward. So one of our most exciting drill programs of the year, it's the largest one that we're doing. Partway through this program on July 15th, the Homestake drilling will start. This is going to be in British Columbia around our 1 million ounces of approximately 9 grams per ton resource that's already there. The Homestake drilling is another one that, you know, you're in the neighborhood of SK Creek, Pretium, and some of those major British Columbian gold finds. And there's already a lot of high-grade gold in that project, so extremely exciting. And then, really, the drilling doesn't stop. September 15th is our anticipated start of drilling in Peru. At that time, Committee Bay drilling will be wrapping up. Homestake drilling will be halfway through, and then we start to drill our projects in Peru. And so June 3rd is very... a very critical day for us in terms of speculating of what could be there. And, you know, we get the question a lot of, you know, what do you think and how far, how could you guys perform and what's going to make you guys do well? And the main catalyst that's going to drive us is discovery. And all of the targets and the projects that I just spoke about are all discovery drilling. We're looking for a new gold discovery, a new gold mine that wasn't there before, or expanding significantly to something like Homestake in BC, where there could be new discoveries around it. And why we keep talking about discovery and new discoveries, it's something the market hasn't seen, you know, in the last 6 or 7 years, because there hasn't been much exploration done across the globe, because there hasn't been a market for it. There hasn't been people able to finance it. This is one of the, if not the largest discovery drill programs in the world that gets started in terms of meters drilled and in terms of targets that get tested. So really exciting time for us.
Well, this is one of the main reasons why I like Orin so much. First of all, the great track record that you and your team have, but then also this total of 55,000 meters that is discovery drilling. It's what the market has shone a pretty positive light on recently. And now, of course, it all depends on what does come out of the ground, but take us through what your focus is at Committee Bay, because I understand there are 4 different areas that you are looking at that will be drilled in kind of more broad sense.
Yeah, so we call these areas corridors, and we did that because the belt is so big and these corridors are massive. So what the guys have done actually since last summer, and with the use of drone imagery, imagine a drone flying over the entire 300-kilometer long belt. You know, you could see your iPhone on the tundra if you had left it there the day before the drone flew it. So these guys have been able to work since last fall, since they finished drilling, and map and continually outline targets on the belt. And this quarter, or the last quarter we just had, they went into this refinement mode of getting down to the 0.1% probability of gold discovery. And when you look at these targets within these 4 areas, these 4 corridors, you know, you see gold over 40 kilometers of length of on a long surface, but you're only going to drill probably 500 meters or 1,000 meters in some of these areas of the 40 kilometers, which is not a very big area comparative to the size. And so it's all about tracing the gold back to source, and it's all about getting to the smallest, the most refined target along these big areas where the gold is coming out of the ground. So, you know, we're really going to balance it. There's not a specific favorite target. They all rank equally as good. There's probably triple the amount of targets if you were to look at all of the targets along the belt, but we've kind of narrowed it down to the ones that are the most obvious to us at this stage. It doesn't mean they're the best targets on the belt. It just means that we've gotten the most data about them and they give us the best chance for discovery. We think that with a belt like this, because of the cover that would be, you know, ground left behind when the glaciers had moved over the ground hundreds of years ago, we think that there's a component of hidden targets that could be massive there as well. But we're looking for what are the real sources of the existing gold that we've been able to find along the belt? And, so each of these 12 targets ranks in size probably 1 to about 10 kilometers in length. And we're going to try and hit the sweet spots of those. We're going to drill about 2,000 meters per target, you know, roughly in that range. and go for it. And, you know, I think as a result, if you were to look at our cross-section on our website on three bluffs and you look at all the highlighted holes in white in the top 200 meters, that's what we're targeting. If you start to see numbers like anywhere on that cross-section from three bluffs, you know we're into another three bluffs, another potential major discovery that is what Amaruq became and the kind of discoveries you find up in that region.
Well, it's about to get very exciting for the company because this drilling at Committee Bay is expected to start June 3rd. I'm sure we'll be in touch before that. And Ivan, just a quick update. 55,000 meters is a lot to be drilling, but you guys have the cash in the bank. Anybody who did not follow along, you had a very nice cash injection from Goldcorp. Take us through that, please.
Yeah, that was actually in January of this year. We got an investment for approximately $36 million from Goldcorp, and through the way we can finance on Canadian assets, we get to do part of our financing through charitable flow-through funding, which gives us a premium. We took in about $41 million on the back of their $36 million check. And so right now we sit with about $36 million because we've obviously been buying all the fuel and mobilizing and getting ready for all of our programs. And so it's exciting. I mean, having that kind of a treasury doing this large of a program, I can say that it's the biggest I've ever been part of. It's the biggest one I've ever seen in my career. And that goes with the entire technical team, you know, for just pure discovery drilling, right? Some guys are drilling 100,000 meters or so in different parts, but a lot of their drilling is adding incremental ounces to existing resources. What we're doing is we're taking that big shot. We're going for that lottery drill hole that makes a brand new discovery. And just for the sake of the audience, you know, as we start to learn more about our targets, and I'm predominantly speaking about Peru, we likely will go past the 55,000 meters and end up closer to 60 or 70,000 meters of drilling this year.
Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment, but if you do want to hear the full interview with Ivan Babeck, that will be posted in a link in the weekend show posting. It's highly worth your time to listen further into what Ivan and I discuss. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with an interview on Mariana Resources and their recent sale.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am chatting with another company and a key company update that we posted to the website on Wednesday, the news coming out of Mariana Resources on a business combination of Mariana and Sandstorm Gold. I have Glenn Parsons on the line with me. Glenn is the CEO of Mariana, and for anybody checking out the stock charts, Mariana is traded under the symbol MARL on the TSX Venture Exchange and over in London on the AIM Exchange. Glenn, first of all, congratulations on this business combination with Sandstorm Gold. I know the company very well, and I very much respect their strategy and essentially their company, how they have managed to build their very impressive streaming and royalty company. Glenn, to start us off, can you just take us through what this deal looks like for the shareholders of Mariana, please?
Sure, Corey. Thanks for that. But just coming to the actual deal, it is an exciting deal for us at the moment. We sort of keep on transforming ourselves, and both Sandstorm and ourselves, Mariana, certainly see this as basically the next step in transforming what we see Sandstorm moving into, basically becoming a strong mid-tier streaming company going forward. And that's the aim here. We're sitting with a 30% stake in Hot Modern, and it's basically just a high cash flow asset really that's going to be once it's in development. So the ability to actually create a stream or a direct royalty certainly is pretty strong, and it will certainly enhance the portfolio of Sandstorm. You know, obviously that's the driver of the transaction because it really is the anchor asset that's around the deal.
Now, Glenn, I found this deal very interesting, and I think a good deal for Sandstorm because, as you said, this Hot Madden project is going to be at one time, I assume, a very profitable cash-flowing mine. It's very high-grade gold, copper, and I think that it will fit nicely into Sandstorm's portfolio of assets. And in the news release, Sandstorm did say that they are looking to convert this 30% interest into a gold stream. Can you discuss anything about that comment and how that might work?
Sure. I mean, it certainly is the intention. I mean, but I think you do have to look at the transaction as it stands. I mean, Mariana does have a 30% incorporated interest. We're in an incorporated joint venture, and our 30% is a physical interest in that joint venture. So the interest has to be converted into a stream down the line, and that will need to be discussed with Lydia. So, you know, in principle now, as it stands, I think we got to look at the actual transaction, being that it's a 30% interest. But, you know, Sandstorm's business is actually streaming and royalties, and therefore it's in the best interest to convert it into a stream or a royalty. Because then what that does do is it sort of takes away ongoing financing of the joint venture risk away. Having said that, you know, I think we've got to bear in mind that Hot Maden is a low-cost, high-grade project or development story. We're looking at $169 million of capex per our PEA. So Mariana, or effectively now Sandstorm's attributable share, would be $60 million of that, of which, you know, there would be a debt equity portion. So on the equity side, certainly pretty small and certainly manageable from existing cash flows from Sandstorm. So, you know, there's no more dilution effectively. They're a cash generative business, and that's why it's actually extremely attractive, you know, for them to get into this asset.
One thing to note for this transaction is that Sandstorm already held approximately 7% of the outstanding shares of Mariana. So now, when they come in and purchase the rest of these shares, or at least do this business combination, it just goes to show that it's important to see some of these larger companies already have a stake in these exploration companies, because it does make the transaction, you could say, a little bit smoother, or at least easier, because they are well aware of what the company, such as Mariana, already is holding. But Glenn, this is a part cash, part share deal. Can you take us through those details, please?
Yeah, sure. I mean, effectively, when the deal was announced, it was an effective 110 pence UK pence deal, which, you know, valued Mariana just on a rough basis around the sort of 200 million US mark, basically just a bit under that. And as I say, 25% was going to be effectively around in cash, and the balance in Sandstorm shares. So what that means going forward effectively is obviously for our shareholders, they do get a cash realization of roughly around 28p, and then the balances in the Sandstorm shares, giving them really continued access to the Hot Maden asset as well as effectively the exploration portfolio.
Now, what about the rest of the news that will be coming out of the Hot Maden project? Because there are drills, again, turning on the site. We are expecting some drill results coming out shortly. Will shareholders still benefit even when this project is put into the portfolio of Sandstorm?
Well, what that means is effectively, you know, the value of Mariana going forward on an exploration basis certainly is accretive. And as you say, we are continuing, you know, Hot Maden. We've got three rigs running, one in the Russian zone, one in the southern zone, one in the main zone. And those drill results are still forthcoming. And we would expect, you know, the next batch of drill results to be coming hopefully in a few weeks' time. In the Ivory Coast, you know, where I am now, we are actually gearing up for a drill program later in May. So we've got a small drill program there, just testing one target just before the rains. And we continue our exploration efforts. We are an aggressive explorer. So those results will be coming up, will be forthcoming, probably in June, later in June. And then in Argentina, again, we are also busy with a geophysics program at the moment, which hopefully will lead us to some decent drill targets for later in the year. So all in all, you know, we are concentrating on the exploration assets. That's what we're about. And in terms of the transaction, myself and Eric have been tasked to continue managing our exploration portfolio with the intention of spinning these out as a stated objective in the announcement. You know, the intention is to spin out exploration so that, again, Sandstorm doesn't have to fund exploration, but what they would be doing is effectively having an equity stake, being a supportive equity stake, as well as trying to put some royalty streams in there as well. So, you know, still fitting with their model, and then ultimately a spin out is what's contemplated of the balance of the exploration side.
That's actually a side of this news that I did want to talk about, because we did have a couple of questions come in that said, you know, I understand and I see that the plan is to spin out the exploration sides of the company, and that makes sense because Sandstorm, you know, they are more of a streaming and royalty company. But what I'm hearing is that you're going to be working closely with the team at Sandstorm on this combined company focused on the Mariana assets and still helping out with the Hot Maden property, but there is a plan here for you to continue working on the projects in Argentina, Western Turkey, and the Ivory Coast with the goal to continue to explore them in a different vehicle. Any timelines on this? Any more details you can share with us here, Glenn?
I mean, it is quite difficult to say, but, you know, from a principal perspective or a business perspective, I mean, it would be, from Sandstorm perspective, to do that as quickly as possible would make the most sense. But, you know, bearing in mind you're trying to have the optimum time and the optimum value going into a spin-out, so they would be obviously reserving their right to dictate timing on that. But obviously they don't want to be an operating company, so therefore there is a pressing need, if you want to call it, to actually spin these out, and that's what we've been tasked with.
So, Glenn, I know the last couple of times we chatted, we wanted to address the cash position of Mariana because there were a lot of warrants that were in the money, which has also helped the cash position. Where does the company stand now, and what will the cash be used for, and how much do you expect to be used?
Sure. So cash, I mean, I think when we spoke last, we spoke about around about 5 million US. And, you know, at the moment, we've got probably, it's probably sitting now close to 5.5 million US with the ongoing operations that have happened and then the top ups that have happened from the warranty exercises. So we're still sitting with that, pretty sizable sum. And that still pays for all our joint venture interests into Hot Maden. So not drawing down on Sandstorm cash, it's our cash. It still pays for all our work, our efforts in Cote d'Ivoire as well as in Argentina. So, you know, we are well funded. We go well funded all the way into next year. So our exploration efforts are fully funded.
Well, Glenn, all I can say is, first of all, congratulations on getting this deal done. And second of all, the more I look into it and the research that I have done, this seems like it will fit perfectly in with Sandstorm's portfolio of assets, especially when it comes into production, because this property shows every sign of being a very profitable, very high cash generator. So, again, if anybody has any more questions, please feel free to email me directly. And just to wrap up the show, I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. Please keep in touch, and please, everybody, have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at IHKnives.com. Indy Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.